when I named the record that, I thought it was, I think it's funny, you know, and I didn't think at all that it would be perceived, I would be perceived as a homewrecker, but I don't think it's about getting the guy, I think it's about not getting the guy.
BMFA is all we can call a previous Martha Wainwright EP on the radio, and now she continues the trend of provoking songs and album titles with I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. With the last name Wainwright, it's apparently hard not to be creative. And after somewhat waiting in the wings, making EPs as her brother Rufus made his name, Martha Wainwright finally released her debut album in 2005. Lyrically and vocally, it was praised for its fearlessness, merging folk, rock, and cabaret with a biting honesty. And 3 years later, those traits are both expanded and refined on the new record, I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too. The sound is more of a band feel, while the lyrics take longer looks outward. And Martha explained more about the direction of the album during an interview with FUV's Claudia Marshall.
You have said this record is somewhat less autobiographical than some of your previous work. Was that something that you set out to do intentionally?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's been sort of an evolution in the songwriting since the first album, you know, sort of lifting my eyes away from myself up and looking out into the world and, you know, seeing that there's...
A whole world out there?
A whole world out there that's even more depressed than I am. No, even with even harder problems than my own little sort of middle class ones. And, you know, that was kind of a relief. And it was also really fun with this record to sort of have to flex my songsmithing muscles a bit more and search a little bit more for... subject and poetry around me rather than wait to be overcome and overwhelmed by floods of feelings.
Days are long and I can't get rid of what's wrong. It's plain to see that the problem is it.
Especially glad that you played that particular song because I think it actually captures a fearlessness in your singing, an expressiveness in your singing that's really unusual.
It's really exhausting. No, just kidding. No, I love it. No, I know. It's fun. No, I know. It's really, you know, like the lyrics being kind of subversive also, and there's an abandon and... My singing style. I don't know what that's about, if it's just about trying to get attention in a family of expressive people, but also always having been pulled towards very expressive singers, you know.
You've mentioned Edith Piaf in some of your
interviews. Yeah, exactly.
Interviews.
And, you know, even if, or Dolly Parton, you know, I don't even sound, it's not that I sound like these singers, it's
right.
Just that I like to listen to, you know. The whiny ones.
You were my only ally. Now you're looking around for an alibi. Once you go as your new set on the set of lies. You cheated me and I can't believe it. I've been calling since 4 o'clock last night.
Martha Wainwright with You Cheated Me, recorded live at WFUV. You can hear the whole interview and performance in our archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.